Okay, this actually hit the real observability pane. You can have gorgeous traces and still not know what exists right now or what changed an hour ago.
Yeah, and that's not a fake gap. Metrics and logs tell you behavior. They do not give you a durable, time-aware inventory unless you build one on top.
Which is why this is such an exploring next thing to talk about on a Friday. The boring layer turns out to be the useful one. Again.
Annoyingly, yes.
My week's been weirdly good, by the way. I got that rare feeling of, oh, the infrastructure post is actually about a user problem and not just a new acronym.
That is your favorite genre. You see one plausible workflow, and suddenly, the stack has market fit.
Stop it. That's fair. But also, you see one unstable field name and act like the whole thing belongs in a locked drawer.
Okay, that's good. In this case, the instability caveat is real, though. The blog is pretty explicit that the entity data model is still developing, so the exact attributes are illustrative. But the shape is solid. Entity events come through as OTLP log records, with fields for event type, entity type, immutable ID, and descriptive attributes.
Right.
Then the consumer's job is not to keep one neat table current. It's to ingest the stream and turn it into something queryable over time.
And that user story I see is pretty clean. If you're already on OpenTelemetry, this gives you a way to answer what machines or services were actually there, how were they connected, and what changed without bolting on some proprietary inventory sidecar.
Mm-hmm.
That upgrade path matters. The producer side stays generic. Host agents, network agents, cloud APIs emit entity events, and the consumer just speaks the standard.
The architecture choice I like is event sourcing. Append every entity event to an ordered, durable log, and treat that as the system of record. Current state is just a projection, so if your graph gets weird, you replay from history instead of praying the mutable table wasn't lying to you.
Exactly.
That lines up with our old receipts obsession. If the work matters, keep the record. Same thesis, different object.
And the bitemporal bit is the part teams usually skip until they regret it. You keep event time from the log record, then stamp recorded time at ingest yourself. So later you can ask both what reality looked like and what you knew at 9 a.m. during the incident.
Oh, interesting.
That is so much more useful than a static CMDB that gets lovingly updated right after everything is already on fire.
You're kidding. The sacred spreadsheet of truth, defeated by time.
Okay, wow.
Identity is where this can still go badly. The post is very hardline, and I think correctly so. Match IDs exactly. If you stick a leased IP into identity, a DHCP change creates a fake new entity. If you're too tolerant, two real databases that differ only by port quietly collapse into one, and that's worse.
Right, right.
They even use process identity as the model case. PID alone gets reused, so pair it with creation time. Stable for that process lifetime, changing facts stay descriptive.
The fun part, though, is once relationships are in there, since V1.58, the spec lets an entity state event carry an entity.relationships array, so a service instance can say it depends on another service instance right inside its state.
Sure.
Then removing an edge is just re-emitting state without that descriptor. That's nice. No separate edge protocol, no weird side channel.
And that makes the graph actually useful instead of decorative. Because the same entities are attached on the resource side of your telemetry, the graph becomes the join key across metrics, logs, and traces. Scope the slice you care about, correlate by entity identity, then follow Depenson or Runson edges to chase blast radius.
Yeah. Also, the GraphQL plus MCP combo is the most 2026 sentence imaginable. But I buy it here. GraphQL for dashboards and tools, MCP, so an assistant pin introspect type schema, and ask for entity history or recent changes without dashboard pinball.
Fern, that's the rare MCP mention where I'm not immediately rolling my eyes. Because it's grounded in a real source of truth, not vibes with extra invoices attached.
There it is. You got your little line in.
I heard it.
Episode 864, and we're still finding new ways to say the boring sections are load-bearing. I'll take that.